Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. At this time, the conference is being recorded, and I'll turn it over to your speaker. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you. Shall we just do a quick roll call? It's Liz Williams.
You want me to speak to Liz?
Yes, please, Lynn.
Descott Evans?
Here.
Jeff Newman?
Here.
Kelly Smith?
Yes.
Marty Millam?
Here.
Christina Rosette?
Here.
Eric Brown?
I'm here.
And that's all that we have, Liz.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody. We've got an hour for the call. There's a couple of things that I wanted to get through. First of all, the most important job is somebody who will offer to coordinate the group. Christina, like all of us, and I are pretty swamped, and we need somebody to run it from the group's point of view. I'm suggesting getting Mike Rodenbach to do it, given that he can't protest, given that he's not on the call. But I'm only half joking. Does anyone want to fess up and coordinate the whole effort between now and October 15? Okay, it looks like it's Mike Rodenbach. Christina, you don't want to do it, and I'll get in touch with Mike after the call just to let him know, because he's been very keen on actually having this happen. So I'll ask him whether he's available, and I'll come back to the rest of the group to see whether he's accepted doing that.
Perfect, thank you.
Is that all right with everyone?
Fine with me.
Okay. The next thing is I thought that we should start from the... Christina, you were going to send around the draft template that I had sent to you. Did you get a chance to see that? I haven't seen it.
No, I didn't. I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. In that case, I'll just back up a bit and give people an idea of what's going on. Part of the purpose of this work is to design a set of materials that could be used by potential applicants for new TLDs to facilitate and to help them through the application process if they choose to run any kind of rights protection mechanism through the new TLDs process. And one of the most important pieces of that is to have that information collated in not only an objective way, but in a very similar way, so that potential applicants can readily see across a series of choices, cost, style, outcome, applicability, jurisdiction, dispute resolution, in a very, very standardized format. I had our technical writer, Sarah Stoll, prepare for me a template that the group could use, which is based on the reporting template that we have used in both this report and the FEBO 6 other work. I sent it to Christina just as a quick sanity check, but what I'll do is, on the basis of it being fairly straightforward, I'm going to distribute it to each of you to use, because I think each person on this group is actually going to be responsible for writing up some of the work, unless everyone disagrees violently with that. So number one is the work will all be standardized into a standardized way of describing it, driven pretty much by tables and charts and not so much by narrative. So that's the first step for today. Second step is, when we set out the work for this particular piece, there wasn't, to my mind, necessarily a limitation on the number of models that this group might cover and prepare as reference implementation materials. The work is not critical path in terms of the project plan for the new TLD's work, but Craig Schwartz will need the completed work for inclusion in the reference RFT for applicants sooner rather than later, and at least before we publish the formal RFP for applicants. So what that means is that if we produce things in a standardized format, that makes it very much easier for Craig and his implementation team to deal with. Next step is, I, in my initial formulation of this, thought that four or five different models were around about the right number of things that we should be focusing on, but I'm not an IP lawyer, and I really want to hear some discussion from the group about the modules that people want to choose, Sunrise, IP Claim, Name What Service, to determine what we think is the most useful models to be using in a global TLDs process, so that we can prioritise the work. Once we've done that, we'll then divvy it up between the group to see who wants to be responsible for what, not dissimilar to the way in which we divided up the work in the initial rights protection In the initial pro working group. I'll just stop there for a sec for Jay Scott and Eric's benefit. Is there anything you guys needed to just catch up on quickly before we dive straight into the particular models?
Not for me.
Nope.
Jay Scott.
No, I think I'm good.
Cool. Thanks. Okay. So then I wondered if we could just kick off with, maybe Christina, you could do this. If you could just give a quick overview of the top four models that you think need to be covered, and then if anyone else has any additional things, we can talk about those. Maybe you could just give a bit of an overview of what, where you want the focus to be.
My, as a threshold matter, I think we've got to include Sunrise and IP Claim. I am not, frankly, comfortable in dictating what the other two or three models are. I do think that there were some very interesting and creative ideas put forth and included in some of the annexes to the rights to the Pro Working Group report. But I do think it's probably for this group to, frankly, since we're the ones who are going to be writing it up, to decide what direction we want to go in. Just to recap what some of those are, one would be a centralized kind of Sunrise service provider, although frankly that might be beyond the scope of a registry-specific model. There's a name string notification, there's defensive removal, name watch notification, and a couple of other models. So I think what I would actually prefer to do is to see if anyone else has a particular preference, to see if we can at least get some kind of working consensus.
Thanks, Christina. Anyone else want to comment on IP Claim and Sunrise? In addition, Kelly or any of the other guys, what do you prefer?
I agree we should focus on Sunrise and IP Claim. I mean, I always had a problem with defensive removal, so I wouldn't feel comfortable if they're making that a model that implies some suggestion that it makes sense across the board.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I agree that there we should stick to the ones that have been implemented, just because it's too difficult at this point to conceive of all the operational and other kinds of ramifications of models that haven't even been put into place. And to, you know, you're basically implying when you send these models out that they're approved models, you know, so you don't want to miss something important.
Okay. Anyone else? So it looks like we've got IP Claim and Sunrise. Any others that anyone wants to include?
Margie, when you... Is Margie on the phone?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Margie, when you propose...
I'm on the phone. Sorry,
okay.
It took me a while to unmute.
when you propose kind of the approved module recommendation in the Pro Working Group, did you have in mind anything other than IP Claim and Sunrise?
No. I just figured if things got implemented... you know, going forward, that those could be considered, and I wanted to not rule them out, but that's all I had in mind.
Okay. What I suggest we do, given that the group is very busy, I know, on other things, what I would like to do, Christina and everyone, if you're happy with that, is to see if we can get two volunteers each to work on IP Claim and on Sunrise, and then if anyone's got any other models that they want to cover, then we need to bring those up now because we need to allocate the work straight away, and then I'll go ahead and send around the templates for us to start nothing through. Of course, much of this work has been done in terms of the description of the work in the summaries that were done in the registry summaries, which used a whole lot of different materials. So it's not starting from scratch, and the baseline materials in the Pro Working Group final report are already available online. They just need to be turned into materials that are palatable and readable and in simplified but not simple language for potential applicants who will definitely come from jurisdictions outside the United States and English-speaking Europe. So is there anyone who wants to pick up the Sunrise one, first of all? We just need two people.
I'll do it. This is Jay Scott.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it by myself, but I'll help.
Okay. Anyone want to help Jay Scott?
I will. It's Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Okay, so Jay Scott and Kelly on Sunrise. Who wants to do IP claim?
I'm going to volunteer Jeff Newman.
I knew you would.
Oh, come on. I mean, you know, it's so obvious.
Yep, and I will I'll grab Eric on that one, and anyone else. I'd also like to work with someone who's not within Neustar that can help.
I will. Jeff, I'll help you with that.
Okay. Was that Christina?
It's Christina. Thanks. Okay, now what other, we had a whole lot of other things. Margie, did you want to just think a bit more about what other things we could take on or not? If these are the two models that are going to be the most useful for potential applicants to get the results that they want, then...
You know, I think you're going to have... Is defensive removal the mechanism whereby it's like a defensive registration? It's not an active, it's just removed from the pool?
Yes.
You know, that's been used before. Didn't .name use it? And I realized that it was used in special circumstances. But I think we should cover things that have been out there.
Well, and .name also used a name string notification.
I mean, there needs to be. We need to try to at least cover those that have already been out there. And we could put some sort of disclaimer to everything that this is not necessarily an endorsement of any particular type. It's just to. A resource material to offer a explanation of the types.
Anyone? Comments on that one?
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, simply because I think, you know, I think there are some valuable components. I mean, in much the same way that I think, you know, no offense intended, Jeff, but, I mean, to the same extent that I think there may be some who have kind of suggestions for tweaking the IP claims, it may be, for example, that there are either kind of those models that have already been used, like things that .name did, that if tweaked, might have broader applicability and utility.
You know, I just think it you run the risk of, if you don't set it out, that it gets bastardized in some way. And that's certainly not something that we want to see. We want to pick out the positives of the things and highlight those. And there's always going to be some entrepreneurial creativity with any of these, I believe. That's the reason we don't have a standardized format for rights protection mechanisms that is, you know, slot right into and you have to do A, B, or C. So I just think it's got to be covered.
So do you want, this is Margie, do you want me to kind of look through the summaries and see what other unique aspects had already been picked up by other launches?
Yeah, that'd be great, even if we had a category that just said others or miscellaneous or something like that.
Okay, I can do that.
Thanks, Margie.
Don't you think so, Liz? I mean, I really
Yeah, I do. I do. I do, J. Scott.
Because what they do
I
is they just go and they do a Google search, and they read all this mistaken information, and they may pick a model that's just unworkable for them.
Yeah. We're not responsible for that. However, I understand your intention. I think it's the right intention.
It's just to give them a source of information that they can go to and think that they're getting a pretty good analysis of what is available.
What's the difference between defensive removal and .mobi's premium name service? So that how do those two things compare, or are they not comparable?
I don't think they're comparable. I think .mobi's premium name service is... We have these names reserved at the registry level. If you want to use them, submit to us a proposal, and we'll evaluate it, and if we like it, we'll give it to you.
Right, okay.
Actually, I think they're just releasing a limited number. This is Greg Shatton joining the call.
Okay.
They're releasing just a limited number of those names at a time. So,
Are they still doing an auction?
They proposed two basic processes. One is an auction, and they've done that, and the other is an RFP process.
And these are for the names, as I understood it when I talked to Neil Edwards, like hotel.mobi.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with .asia also, before they do a sunrise, is doing a, give us a proposal on any one of our reserved names, and we'll...
And they're reserving a lot of what we would call the best generic terms.
Right.
And some of which are arguably not generic, and there was a challenge process.
Well, that was my suggestion to Neil, is you've got to give someone the ability ability to come in and say, wait, I know that's generic as to hotels, but it's not generic as, you know, something else, and you just have to have some sort of process, but I understand that. But, yeah, see, that's different to me than a reserve name.
On both of those examples, does that fit into Margie's miscellaneous bucket for the moment?
I think so.
You do? I thought that was kind of outside, because it's not really for protection of rights.
Well, I guess there is the challenge process was to protect rights.
That's right.
So while the premium names process itself was not about rights protection, the challenge process to the premium names was a rights protection process.
Was that challenge process substantially different from the .movie Sunrise challenge process in terms of what the complainant or, you know,
well, that needs to be
show.
Looked at. I mean, that question needs to be answered, and it may get included or it may not based on that answer.
Right. I did a premium name challenge. Indeed, I did it for Hotel.Mobi, but I didn't do a Sunrise, so I can't compare.
All right. Why don't you and I talk offline, because I did a .Mobi Sunrise, and if it's the same, maybe what we need to do is just when we're talking about challenges to rights protection mechanisms, and maybe that's what we want to have as a separate category.
Wait, so let me ask you, you did the challenge, did you prevail?
No.
No, okay.
And
sorry.
You should tell the people in Seattle I said to get a grip.
We'll come back with the RFP. Hopefully.
So, okay. But Margie needs help.
Liz?
Yes?
I think it's probably, and correct me, anyone on the call, but I think it's probably a safe bet that Mike is going to want to include the rapid suspension procedure that he suggested in the PRO working group.
Okay, well, he's got to be on the call to make that suggestion.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we
Hold on. Let's go back a step, though. In the PRO working group, there was no, I mean, it was a suggestion, but there was no real support for it, except for a couple people. So I'm not sure we can put something together, but again, it didn't really have support.
Beyond Mike, I've forgotten that. I'm pretty sure that's right. I wonder, what I'll do is I've got to speak to Mike separately anyway. There is nothing to stop him producing the material. Whether applicants take any notice of it or not, it's probably moot. And if he wishes to put in the work, then I don't have any objection, unless someone does.
Well, and then maybe what we should do is make clear that, you know, here are, you know, the following is based on, you know, types of processes that have already been implemented.
Yeah.
And then we can have a separate category for processes,
yes,
you know, not previously implemented, so that it's abundantly clear that, A, it's never been done before, and, B, we're not endorsing it.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that suit you, Jeff?
It's okay if you take the stuff that hasn't been implemented and kind of find, make sure that people who have operational backgrounds, Eric's one of them, and others have a chance to comment on it, because I'd hate to have a proposal that's completely not feasible to implement.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we're not
going to
do that, Jeff. I mean, that's just madness. That just wastes everybody's time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I still think Margie needs help.
Yeah.
Greg Chatton, I'm happy to
volunteer. Thank you.
Yeah, I could use some help.
I mean, I just
sorry,
think everybody
I
needs to have two people, so if something happens
exactly.
to one person.
Hey, can we, I'm sorry to take a step back. Can we just, for everyone on the call, just go over our background, just a real, because I'm not, I've worked with almost all of you, but I'm not Greg, I'm sorry. So I just, it would be helpful for me to understand the background of everybody.
You start, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff Newman, I'm Senior Director of Law at, Neustar, and I've pretty much been involved in the launch of Biz US. We're the back end for travel, so we did their launch, and for Dotel working on their launch, as well as helped others with their proposed launch processes.
Okay. Eric, do you want to go next?
Sure. This is Eric Brown with Neustar as well. I'm the Director of Product Management for our registry business. I've been with Neustar since prior to the Biz launch, so I've been involved in all of our various launches. Prior to that, I was a director of operations at a registrar, bulk register, during their startup days.
Greg Chatton.
Hi, it's Greg Chatton. I'm a partner with Reed Smith law firm in New York in the Advertising Technology and Media Group. I'm also on the Internet Committee at International Trademark Association, and I just got through serving on the Reserve Names Working Group for ICANN.
You only just made it through there. J. Scott, can you do your bit?
Sure. I'm J. Scott Evans. I am an attorney in private practice in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am a member of the INTA Board of Directors. I'm also on the Executive Committee. I served for 8 years on the INTA Internet Committee. I helped draft the Uniform Dispute Resolution Policy from the very inception to the final rules and the final rules procedure or rules. I have worked with Jeff and many other registries, implementation of protection mechanisms, including .name, .biz, .info. So I've been around for a long time.
Margie?
Hi, Margie Milam, General Counsel and Mark Monitor. We're a domain name registration company that focuses mostly on corporate domains, and so we actually implement the Sunrise periods that have been launched in the last 5 to 6 years.
Who did I miss?
Christina.
Sorry, Christina. You were hiding in the background there, Christina.
You know, this for me is all about lurking. After my last go around, I'm a big fan of lurking. I am an attorney in private practice, specializing in trademark and domain name related matters. I am the IPC North America rep on the GNSO Council. I am a member of the INTA Internet Committee, and I was the chair of the Pro Working Group.
Thanks, everyone. Sorry, Jeff, are you happy with that now? You know what?
No, wait. No, I'm sad. It's
Kelly
Smith.
Kelly, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Kelly Smith, Senior Attorney at Intel in the Trademarks and Brands Group, and also as part of my duties, manage our domain name portfolio, and I'm also on the INT Internet Committee.
I just feel bad for Eric, who's the only non-attorney other than Liz.
You shouldn't feel bad for us. Thank you very much, Mr. Newman.
Eric,
welcome
volunteers from your constituency, Jeff.
What's that?
I said I would love to have more volunteers from your constituency.
Okay, let's move along, guys. I've got the following things. Madi and Greg Shatton are going to do a miscellaneous bucket. We've got J. Scott Evans and Kelly Smith doing Sunrise. Christina and Jeff Newman and Eric are doing IP Claim. I will send around to everybody the template that we can start filling in. Just on in terms of work methods, I think that this probably won't be the last set of models that we do, and I'll speak to Mike specifically about the defensive removal. Not the defensive removal, the thing that he wanted that hadn't been tried before. And I'll also get Mike to volunteer to coordinate. I'm pretty swamped, as many of you will understand, with the broader UTLD's work, and this is an implementation exercise. Pretty much. The thing that I just wanted to cover quickly is, what is everyone's estimation of time it will take and whether you prefer to work by email or, because I've already set up these fortnightly conference calls. If they're not necessary, we won't do them, but I'm more than happy to have them if people want to bring back materials for the first couple of times to say, this is where we're at, this is how we're doing.
Yeah, I think for me personally, it's impossible to tell you how long it's going to take until I see your template and talk about
cool.
it with Kelly.
Yep.
I think what I can come back with by email to the group is after Kelly and I look at the template and have a chance to speak, Kelly, tell me if you disagree.
No, that makes sense.
We can give you some sort of estimated time of what we think based on our work schedules at the time and our goals.
Okay. Is everyone else in the same boat? Anyone different?
Yeah, so the template that you're putting together, basically what our job to do is to go from beginning to end of how a registry should implement these processes, including all the rules, including timeline, you know, suggested time frames, and all the processes in there?
Yep.
Is that's our goal?
Yeah, because what we're trying to do is give a potential applicant who may choose to insert a rights protection mechanism in their application for their launch that is somehow different from the existing UDRP-like services, but we give them as much information as possible to make like-for-like comparisons where there are.
So, we
so it's really important that we get, for example, Eric's input on the technical, on for example, on the technical stuff. What did it require the registry to do? How much did it cost? What was the percentage of the budget that was allocated to software, on customer service, on problems with dealing with system overload, on special hardware purchases, all of those things that would have a bearing on the choice that an applicant might make. And that was not an exclusive list. That was just a sort of illustrative list to say this is what we'd be heading for.
Right, so we're staying away from the why. We're just sticking to the how.
Yep.
Okay.
Because there is no agreement on why.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the guys working on Sunrise, Jay and I can't remember who else.
Kelly.
When you guys have the rules, you might just want to throw it our way, and you know, because we've implemented Sunrise too, and we can help.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is we need to look through and find out what we can answer on our own, and then what we need help on.
Right.
And then reach out to people that can help us.
Yeah, like the things you can easily do are, you know, whether it's word marks, design marks, you know, characters, all that kind of stuff.
Right. These things about cost and all those, I mean, we can't just go with what Neustar has done. We're going to have to also contact a couple of other folks just to ask them, I think, those questions too, and then sort of come up with a, you know, a generalized.
Right.
Yeah, a range. Like, this can cost anywhere from 25 to 35% of your budget or whatever. I'm just throwing numbers out.
Yeah.
I had an additional question for the group. Some of the analysis that was done was with respect to .eu and .de. Is there any special information that might need to be included to think about country code? To use the experiences of country code launches like DE or EU or DK to bring that into the mix of information.
I think for the Sunrise period, we definitely need to talk to people at EU. I don't know what Kelly thinks, but that's been one of the largest Sunrises that's been implemented. And they had a very different procedure.
Yes, which leads me to a question. Are we allowed in this process to list options? Because obviously people have done Sunrise differently, even in terms of what rights you could base your Sunrise application on.
We may need to do that, Kelly. We may need to break it out into Sunrise A, Sunrise B. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then give the different features of those and then answer those questions down, because .eu is extremely restrictive with regards to how much proof they require.
Right. On the flip side, they were very inclusive on what rights you could base your application on.
That's correct.
Just in that small exchange, guys, I think it's going to be worthwhile
to include those experiences in there. .eu has to be. The others, I'm not so sure, but .eu was so massively used. It was so much closer to a GTLD.
Yeah.
This is Greg Chatman. Unfortunately, I have to jump off for a...
Yep. We're nearly done, I think, Greg. Because this is just the introductory work of the call, work for the group. So thank you for coming, and we'll be in touch by email.
Sure, apologies for having the jump.
Thanks.
Liz, when do you hope to have the template out?
Oh, it's ready. It's ready to go. I'll have it out in 10 minutes as soon as everyone's finished on the call, I'll get it off to everybody.
Okay.
And then I'll just write up some quick notes about what I think we're going to do. Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, I would also talk to the .tel guys and the Asia guys, because they are implementing lessons learned from the EU launch.
Okay.
And I know .tel.
Edmund, is it? Yeah.
.tel, I can help put you in touch with the person.
Okay.
But they're using a validator as well.
Okay. Okay, Kelly, I don't know your email, Kelly.
No, it's Kelly.W.Smith@intel.com.
What I will do is when we get this thing, this template, I'll look it over, and then by either end of today, my time tomorrow, or first thing, my time tomorrow, I'll suggest sometimes we can get together by phone.
Okay.
Anything else that anyone wishes to raise? No?
No.
Okay. All right. In that case, if everyone's happy, I will now get off the phone and try to raise Mike Rodenbach and speak to him about coordination. I'll send around some notes, and I'll send around the template. I've just looked at the time now. For me, it's 5:30 my time in the afternoon, so I might be a bit delayed on getting it back. I've got a few things to do before the end of the day.
Liz, have you made any changes to what you sent me?
Nope.
Okay, then I can just go ahead and post it.
Oh, super.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and post it.
It's right here. It'll take me a second to just do it. I've just got to make sure I don't miss something this afternoon, and I just want to write up the notes and send it at the same time. Actually, Christina, would you mind not? Because
okay.
I'll put it all in a package together.
All right. Sure.
And I would suggest that anybody who has not read the full report, for those of us that are new, that we should read the full report, because I think some of the work in the annexes may assist in filling out these templates.
And not only that, when you guys are all ready for that, it's actually currently in a PDF form because it's much easier to post. I will give it to you all in a Word form so you can cut and paste things as you wish. You can slice and dice it up as you wish.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll be back in touch by email later this evening.
All right.
All right.
Alrighty, thanks everyone.
Bye.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.